Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now, number 91 of the New York Jets, and that's John Franklin Myers. John, Joe Beningo, how are you?
What's going on, Joe? I'm doing good.
Good to talk to you. Now, what? Now, should I call you John or should I call you JFM? What do you go by?
Anything, really. JFM, John, it don't matter to me.
All right, very good. Okay, well, then I'll call you John. We'll do that. All right, let's start with this. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you got to be excited about that. What was your thoughts? What was going through your mind initially when you found out that there was, even before he officially became a Jet, that there was a good chance that Aaron Rodgers was coming to the football team? How about that?
Yeah, think about the opportunity. I mean, there's not very many quarterbacks that make it to the Hall of Fame, you know, percentage-wise. But then you talk about the opportunity to play with, you know, one of the best to ever play the game. It's just a unique opportunity and something that you should be excited about, big picture-wise, you know, with the opportunity. And, you know, you very rarely have a legit chance of, you know, making it, and here we are with as good a chance as anybody else, you know, if we put all the pieces together and do what we're supposed to do. So, I mean, just grateful for the opportunity, but in the end, we got to take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, and, you know, and let's be honest now, John, you know, the pressure's on now for you guys this year. I mean, let's be real. I mean, his team now – you know, last year, you know, he started to show signs. Unfortunately, the season didn't end the way we wanted it to end. But now there's pressure on his team to win. I mean, you guys got to win, and you guys got to win big. I mean, how about that? Do you sense that, or you don't even think about that going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that this season any different than any other season. I mean, you know, the opportunity and the window that we all have as players and as coaches and everything else, you know, to play this game and be a part of this game, you can't take any season, any game lightly. So as we are super excited about this year, I can't sit here and honestly say that we ain't been this way every year.
Right.
I mean, just the opportunity we have alone. And at the beginning of every season, every single team starts off 0-0, you know, so why not have that optimism each and every year? Because why not us, you know? And that's the mentality every year, but this year is the next year, and that's why that's our mentality this year.
Talking to John Franklin Myers of the Jets, what'd you think about the coach canceling, the practice, right? You, because you guys are going to be playing in a Hall of Fame game, he knocked out the mandatory practice, right? How about that?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about a coach that kind of understands his players and understands kind of how the NFL works. And and obviously he's new to being a head coach, but not new to the NFL. So he understands being in the Hall of Fame game does take a week away from your off season, so to say.
Right.
It gives you an extra week or extra about 9 days or something of training camp and this and that. So he understands that we have to show up a week early and whatnot. So, I mean, credit to him for doing that because, again, I mean, he didn't have to do that, obviously. And he respects our time. He respects our families. And, man, I mean, just thankful for that and to get the opportunity to spend a little more time with the family before it does get started and training camp arrives and everything else. So, grateful for him. I mean, shoot. That was a great idea.
What is your overall thoughts about the coach? I mean, he's going into his third year now. You know, I mean, there's still a lot to prove. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as a Jet fan, but what's your feelings as far as playing for Robert Saleh right now?
I enjoy him. You know, he's open-minded as a coach, and that's something that you don't see. A guy that isn't afraid to say, look, man, I was wrong here, but, you know, I'm mm-hmm. doing my damnedest to figure out the solution to this. And you know, whatever it is, he's gonna accept the responsibility for it, and he's going to go about his business and do his best to correct it. And you got to love that. And then a guy who's also not afraid to sit here and say in front of everybody, look, man, like, you're wrong for what you did here, or, you know, we got to be better here or there, whatever it is. I mean, you got to respect it, because what he says to you, he'll say in front of the team and vice versa. And just a leader of men, a guy that, you know, people want to listen to. He tells great stories. So the team meetings are actually kind of fun. So, man, I mean, just a guy that you can kind of relate to and you know, in person that you got to enjoy, you know, not somebody who you show up to work every day and, you know, don't exactly want to talk to because it's awkward.
Talking to John Franklin Myers of the New York Jets. All right, how about this defense last year? I mean, the defense really came on last year, one of the top defenses in the NFL. The defensive line was terrific. Obviously, the secondary, Sauce Gardner, the rookie of the year defensively, DJ Reed on the other side, all of that. I got one knock on the defense, though, John. I got to throw this at you, okay? Got one knock. Right. Got to start taking the ball away more. That's the one thing, as good as you guys were, the one thing I think that has to improve as far as, you know, watching from the outside, is you got to start forcing more turnovers. How about that going into this year?
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, when you look at our OTA practices and our meetings, and you see, like, the deliberateness of how we're going about doing things, whether it's defensive line, you know, most of our pass rush drills end with a strip sack, you know, and that's
right,
our coach
right.
talking to meetings like, look, we see this sack, but, you know, look at this, we could have did this better, we could have reached quicker, whatever it may have been. So the deliberateness and practice and also meetings and talking about that stuff, and then again, it goes back to what I was saying to Coach Saleh, and he's throwing up an old clip of Sauce and coverage, and he's like, we got to make that, you know, that has to be an interception. You know, there's no
right,
more PB
right.
user. And seeing Sauce take that and take the meetings and the coaching into OTA practice and do his best to go up and get the ball every single time. Like, I mean, you got to see it if you're paying attention. And it doesn't go unnoticed. Last year, obviously, we could have took the ball away at a higher clip. And just how we are, we assume that responsibility as a defensive line. You know, we just should have got more strip sacks, and we should have, you know, got some more turnovers. And that's on us before you even get a chance to blame anybody else. We'll take the blame. And we're going to be better on that this year. You know, addition of Will and Jermaine taking a second step, Michael Clemens taking a second step, Carl coming back, Q Jeff, Sali, Tanzel, Al. I mean, we got everything we need. Now we just gotta go out there and do it. You talk about even Bryce Huff, you know, somebody who is slept on.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you like the list continues, and that's just defensive line. So again, like I said earlier, why not us?
Should I be worried at all as a Jet fan that Quinn, there should be any issue with Quinnen Williams getting his contract done? I mean, I have to say, I'm a little concerned about that. I know they can franchise him and all, but how about that? I know you're not involved in the business end of it in that regard. How about that with Quinnen Williams, John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of got it. I'll say this much that I know 100%. I mean, he's going to get a contract.
Yeah, like, right.
You know,
you hope
I
so.
Mean, Quinnen is a great player, and I mean, we all know the value that he brings to the team, and that's coach and player and GM and owner. You know, that's everybody. We're not fan and everything else. We all watch the same tape, you know, some from different point of views. But in any case, what Quinnen has done over the last 3 years. I mean, shoot, who can deny it? Like, you know, like, I mean, he's been arguably top three for sure, top four defensive tackle in the NFL, and should get paid like it. And again, we're all under the same assumption that he's going to. I mean, it's only just a matter of time. They're going to figure that out on their end. And, I mean, I talk to Q all the time over this offseason, and, I mean, he's working his ass off. Like, he called me, I want to say, yesterday, and he was in the middle of the field sweating hard as hell and, you know, just talking to me real quick, you know. So, like, just seeing that and seeing him working, and now I'm able to tell guys, like, look, y'all, he might not be OTAs, but I guarantee he's working just as hard as we are. I mean, what a privilege that I'm able to do. And, you know, to raise awareness that, like, yes, he's not there, but, I mean, he's still putting the work in. He's a professional.
What do you think about this kid, the number one pick, Will McDonald? What have you seen from him so far in the OTAs, John?
Yeah, Will's good. I mean, we're all looking at the same body type, and obviously he knows that he does need to put some weight on. But weight or not, he has that man can bend better than I think I've ever seen. I mean, he's as special as I mean he's athletic. I'm not gonna lie. So he's receptive to coaching. You know, and you got to appreciate that from a young guy. He wants to learn. He wants to be better. So, man, I mean, the sky is the limit for him, you know, just based on what I've seen in OTAs and, you know, with Carl and me and Jermaine and Mike and him learning from Bryce. Like, again, we got a great defensive end room where we all specialize in something different. So he has plenty of people to learn from in that same aspect, and he does constantly go around and ask questions. And, I mean, again, what a sight you want to see.
Yeah, let's hope he's the real deal. No doubt we're talking to John Franklin Myers of the Jets. Now, John, one thing you guys got to do this year, okay, besides, you know, probably win the division would be nice, but you got to beat the Patriots twice. John, I can't take it anymore. And let me say this too, John. If you guys get a chance to put like 60 on them, you got to do it. That's not enough. You know what I mean? Like, you got to beat this team. I am so tired of losing to the freaking Patriots. We got hosed last year, that bogus, I think it was on you, that bogus roughing the passer call on you that basically cost us the season. Please, give me a break. You got to stick it to the Patriots next year twice. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, again, it kind of goes back, like, we're going to every week expecting to whoop that. Like, that's just the truth, you know, so... Regardless, Patriots or Bears or anybody else, you know, you line up, you get messed up, and that's what we talk about. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the Patriots, we have a 14-game or whatever it is, losing streak.
Yeah, I think it's 14, John, but who's counting? Nobody's counting. Don't worry.
yeah, whatever it is. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, again, we do plan on, you know, ending that, obviously, this year.
Please.
That's the plan. But, you know, whoever it is, you know, playing, we plan to dominate them. So, shoot, I mean, Patriots, obviously, that one counts for two because it's a division game.
Right.
A win for
right.
us and a loss for them. So, shoot, how important is that for us, you know, in our plans this season?
You know, just in case that you, like, recover a fumble and take it in for a touchdown against the Patriots this year, okay, do me a favor. As you go, don't spike the ball in the end zone. Run up in front of Belichick and spike it in front of him. All right, John? Can you do that? What do you think?
Yeah, as long as you pay my fine.
Now, seriously, would you get fined for that? If you ran up in front of Belichick and you're like 10 yards away from him, you know, you're not right in his face, but you're like maybe 10 or 15 yards away and you spike the ball, you'd get fined for that, would you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You would? Sure. Yeah, all right. I don't want to see you get fined, but, you know.
If you run to the opponent's sideline in any form or fashion,
I guess so, yeah.
You got to understand you're getting a fine.
Yeah, well, they should allow you at least one for all the grief that we've gotten from that guy. You know what I mean, John?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
We plan to change things this year, man. What I mean, a great opportunity. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, we all are. Let me tell you, John, every Jet fan's looking forward to it. Now, before I let you go, I hear a couple things. Number one, I hear you're going to throw out a first pitch at a Met game. Is that right? Did I hear that? Sometime in July?
Yeah, July 18th, man. I'm going to go put my baseball talent.
How's your arm? You got a big-time arm? How about that?
I had surgery about 5 years ago, so still rehabbing and stuff from that.
Okay.
But it's going to get to the home plate, and if they do offer me a contract, I'm going to respectfully decline because I am New York Jet.
You better decline. I thought maybe the Mets could use you, John, the way things are going for them right now. You never know.
Hey, the Jets could use me, too.
No, I know. Now, also, I hear you're doing a lot of work in the community. I know you're in Texas right now. You're doing a lot of work with the community and all that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, last weekend, hosted a free football camp in the Dallas area. Friday night was offensive and defensive line. So, man, I got a chance to coach the defensive line. Brought one of the NFL guys who trained some NFL linemen
right.
to coach the O-line for the camp. And, shoot, just had a good time just giving back and doing that sort of thing and teaching them kind of what I wish I knew at that age. Saturday was the first through eighth grade.
Nice.
And, man, we had a good time with that. So about 100 kids showed up for that. And then tomorrow, giving back for Sarcoma Foundation of America, who got a fund there in Houston. So that's why I'm out here now. Just showing love. And, man, we want to spread awareness for Sarcoma Foundation of America and sarcoma in general. Obviously, my grandpa passed away from that. So kind of near and dear to me. But, again, using the platform and the opportunity I have, you know, I mean, I think it's important, and I think it has to happen, you know, in the sense where, I mean, why let something like this happen to somebody else when you can't prevent it? And by doing that, is raising awareness to the situation.
Well, that's great stuff, John, really. And do me a favor, too. When you sack Josh Allen on opening night, you know, when you're coming off the edge there and, like, you're just laying Josh Allen out, do me a favor. Think of me as you're doing that, okay? Will you do that for me? All right? On opening night?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I remember that.
Okay, let's see. Here's the lineup for you. I expect sacks. Josh Allen, Mac Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, right on down the line, every one of these guys. Daniel Jones, make sure you get him a couple times, too, when you play the Giants. All right, John, so don't, you know what I mean? Just let's get all of these guys, John, all right?
That's 17 sacks. That'll definitely put me at the top of the
list. You're in the Pro Bowl. Now you would be 17 sacks, you'll be an All-Pro. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you, I'll be by top five season leader.
Right. You get 17 sacks, you'll be looking for to upgrade your contract. You'll be talking to Douglas about a new contract, right?
Hey, I'm just happy to be there.
No, I know. Hey, John, look, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck with everything going forward in the season. Enjoy your time off until training camp, and let's go get him this year, John. All right? It's time for us to win now, all right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. John Franklin Myers of the Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.